Dude, I don't think the doctor gives a fuck about me. I just go in there and they're like, "How you feeling?" I'm like, "I'm pretty good."
I'm
They're
pretty sure
like,
all doctors care about is, "Are you fucking fat?" You go in there like, "You fat as shit, dude." It's like, "All right, well, I'm not going to change. I'm just not going to come back to where they call me fat."
Oh my God. Dude, last time I went in, they're like, "So you feeling good?" I'm like, "Yeah, I feel all right." And they're like, "All right." They
For
took my
real.
blood pressure and they're like, "Yeah, blood pressure's good." They're like, "All right." I'm like, "Like any other complaints?" And I'm like, "None that you'd understand or care about." So
None
I'm
that
like,
you could grasp.
yeah, I'd be like, "Not really."
Western medicine doctor.
Exactly, dude.
You're more of a shaman.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me just be like, my third eye's been acting up.
Dude.
They'd be like, "Okay, well, you're a schizophrenic."
I read a thing on Reddit today. One of my subreddits is Kundalini. I like reading all the people's things. This one guy is like, shout out to this poor guy, dude. He's been possessed by dark energy because he like focused. There's your root chakras, like I guess underneath where like your balls are, or your taint. He went below that to like a real primordial chakra, dude.
Below his taint?
Below his taint. He tapped
Where?
Into a. It must be like like the tip of a pimple on your butt cheek, dude. It must be the
Oh.
chakra that just like hovers around like a butt pimple, dude. And he opened
That's the
up.
worst
He
chakra.
unleashed dark energy to the point where now he got admitted into a psych facility. And has got diagnosed with schizophrenia. So now he's trying to figure out some like ways to balance his chakras or to shut down this malevolent force
He's
that's
trying
taking
to
over.
settle his chakras to beat schizophrenia.
Sure, yes.
I bet the cause of the belief in chakras.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that's the schizophrenia.
Well, no, it's funny. There's all these other people being like, "You got to use your heart chakra," and he's like, "Why my heart?" And they're like, "Think about it, dude. You can only combat that dark, evil, sinister shock, dude." And then I had a second guess of like even bringing it up because he said, "And anyone who thinks to make fun of this, beware, because you're opening up a fucking." I was
Oh,
like,
were you afraid? Your
I was
chakras.
slightly, yeah, I was slightly fucking afraid.
Have you
dude.
Ever seen people with schizophrenia?
Yeah, I talked to him. My cousin's like uncle, my cousin's cousin's uncle had it.
They're usually real fat dudes in sweatsuits.
They all pretty much all smoke cigarettes too.
Blaze cigarettes nonstop.
Yeah. A lot of them smoke weed too. A lot of them say that weed helps them, but it's like, which probably is the case because then they get stoned and they can just be like, "Ah, I'm just stoned, having weird thoughts," and it's like not like just coming from
not like
you.
Talking to yourself.
Well, this
wild.
guy would just like it was weird because like he just looked normal when you talked to him, but he would just be like, "Yeah, you know, so you know, I'm just trying to figure out where to live. Also, you know, you just got to stay gold, man. You gotta stay where you're at. You know."
Yeah,
and he would just go from
one
like
of those
tangent
guys
to
just
tangent
saying
to
wild,
tangent.
wild
would, yeah,
shit.
first, if you hung out with him for 30 seconds, you'd be like, "He's cool."
Yeah.
Minute 30, 2 minutes, slowly you're just like, "What the fuck?"
Dude, we had a girl come into the car dealership I worked at.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first hour, it was really funny. But she was having like a crazy breakdown.
Yeah.
In hindsight, it's really, really sad. Because,
yeah,
you know, her friends and family were like, "Where is she?" She was at the fucking car dealership car shopping.
Oh, man.
And she was just like, every sentence was just gibberish. Like, it was crazy. She was like,
yeah.
"Oh, look at this trunk. Praise Tim Tebow. Praise him. He's leading us in the right direction. Look at the birds up there. Wow. Praise Jesus. Jesus is all around us. Tebow knows."
Weird.
Everybody knows that Tim Tebow's on the right path right now. Like, it was fucking, it was banana. And then in
Holy
hindsight,
shit.
Obviously, it was super fucking sad.
Yeah, of course.
Then I was out talking to her. I was like, "Should I fuck her?"
Really?
It was, yeah.
She was hot?
Yeah. And before I knew
I mean,
she
that's
was,
one way to meet
before
someone.
I knew she was having a schizophrenic
mm-hmm.
mental breakdown, she
yeah.
was putting out like, she was crazy.
Putting
so she was
singles.
Putting out some crazy. If a chick's crazy, you're like, is this a fat dumb slut right now?
True.
Is it a dumb fat slut? Is she just crazy? Should I fuck her?
So
right
you
now?
You guys were, she was making like a connection, and then she had a psychotic break.
She probably felt my chakra too powerful.
That
and
might have,
and
that
it
might
broke
have been
her
it,
mentally.
Dude. That might have been it.
She felt my dick chakra.
She might have felt your below your root, dude. You might have unleashed a fucking malevolent
My root
force.
Is I do have a thick fucking root, and yeah, she cracked. It was rough. It was hard to watch.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy,
crazy
to watch.
And then she wouldn't leave. She just kept coming around, and she was like doing math. She was just sitting there saying numbers at the table.
Did you charge?
Not real
this?
Math, just gibberish numbers.
That sounds fucking awesome.
It was incredibly interesting.
Yeah,
to see someone that was actually nuts.
Fuck,
it's
man.
Really weird. You never really see like true crazy people.
No, you don't.
Outside of like homeless people, but
even then, that's a 50-50 shot. Some of them are just kind of kicking around. Some of them are also just so fucking high on dust
yeah.
and they're walking around. But it's like, yeah, seeing someone who's like legitimately schizophrenic.
Yeah, and she was,
wow.
yeah, and you could tell she was like a normal chick. She was wearing like normal clothes. She was just having a normal life and then just cracked.
Someone
ended up at fucking Ray Hall Honda on the Carlisle Pike.
Someone at the dealership.
Talking gibberish.
Dude, I told you about the Indian guy I used to know who used to sell like boatloads of beasters.
What are beasters?
They were like when weed went from like like shitty like midi type seedweed, and then like the early 2000s it started getting the stuff from Canada, like it's called like BCs or Beasters. It was like, it just smelled like hay. Like it was always Columbia? Wet. Yeah. It was always like wet and smelled like hay, and it was like, it started coming down. That was like, that was before we had like headies or whatever.
Yeah.
Now the weed's just always like, all of it's really good, but before it was like a mid-level weed that came around in the early 2000s. So
wait, when did weed get good?
I mean, there's been like good weed kicking around since like the 60s and 70s, but apparently
across
the board, I would say like, oh man, why when I was in school, I graduated when I was like 2008 in college, I started seeing, it was called headies.
Yeah.
Oh man, these are headies. Now it's just classified as indoor weed and outdoor weed and light depths and all this stuff. But
I just never smoked Reggie's.
This was like,
I never smoked. You know me, dude.
I said no Reggie, man. Dude, I stayed smoking Reggie's, dude.
If someone offered me a J, if they were like, yo, Shane, you want to smoke this J? I'd be like, yo, that better not be fucking Reggie's.
I used to smoke weed.
If that's Reggie, I'm out.
I smoke weed that like crack and sparkle and shit. Like, I don't even know what's in this. But yeah, so this guy was like fucking, this Indian dude was commanding just like mad fucking pounds of Beasters. And he slowly started having a mental break. I used to like, you know, I'd go check him out, grab some weed off him when I was younger. And fucking he started like thinking like feds were after him and all this shit. And he would literally talk to people like as if he'd be like, yo, sit down. He would hand sign. He wouldn't talk in the fucking house. He would make hand signals. Ugh. And I'd just be like, fuck, dude. And I'm like, all right. And I would still, we all would dealt with him. We'd all kind of laugh. I'm like, dude, he's so fucking crazy.
That's tough, man.
So then one point I made mushroom chocolates back when I was like, I stopped talking to this guy. And then I gave his friend mushroom chocolates, not knowing that he fucking had entered a housing agreement with this dude, this crazy Indian dude. And the guy ended up eating he just went in the fridge one day, ate the mushroom chocolates. The guy goes, yo, he had a full meltdown, had to leave. Parents came and got him. That was it. Like,
you killed a kid?
I didn't do it.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You killed him.
They were for it. I gave him to this kid. He was the one who didn't fucking.
And he broke into him.
Safeguard him.
Like Jackson.
No, I
didn't. Like your dog. He broke in and ate some mushies and changed his world.
Well, no, apparently I didn't find out until like a year later. He was already having like a really hard time. And then I'm like, yo, where's your boy? He's like, yeah, he left. He freaked out. And like, I found out like a year later, like, yeah, he actually ate those mushroom chocolates and just freaked the fuck out. And I was like, oh, shit.
Nice going.
That wasn't my fault. That guy had it coming, man.
True. You did just help.
He was like, dude, years before that was like signaling in his house, like as if like the whole place was bugged, would harass people like walking their dogs.
How old was he?
He's probably like, I was probably like 20, 21. This guy was maybe like 23.
Yeah, I think that's when you start
They start kicking in. And the stress, this guy was like a mid-level fucking drug dealer.
So
it was
like
that stress.
How horrifying is that, that you can lose your fucking mind? I mean, technically, you probably will.
It's my biggest fear, dude.
You probably will. You're teetering.
I know.
I'm here for you. I'm your rock, dude.
Thank
just
you.
Cling on.
I know this. That's my biggest fear. Grab just me. Completely lose. Or the vague fear of being like, am I just like autistic and nobody tells me? I get that a lot. Where I'm like,
I don't think you're autistic.
I don't think I am, but I'm like, I sometimes start being like, what if everyone's just being like really nice?
Everybody that listens to this though thinks you're autistic.
Fair enough.
Not everybody, but a lot. Don't tell me that, but everybody's like, damn, he's crazy.
Yeah, well,
it's like, well, he's taking chances. He's exactly. out here. He's out here trying to figure it out. He's not like you,
dude,
sitting around
did
twiddling
you watch,
their dicks.
Did you watch the Darren Brown things I told you about?
No.
Push?
No.
Oh my god, dude. So there's a bunch of people, and I'm not fucking coming at people hating on me in the podcast, but a lot of the people, a huge percentage of the population are just yes men. So when they hear about people like going and doing weird shit, like it legitimately rocks them at their foundation. Like this guy set up a social experiment where it all started by people thought they were on some like casting thing for TV, and they would go into a room, and so there's like there's 10 chairs, and there's 3 people already in the room. And they're sitting down, and he hits a tone, it goes beep, and then everyone stands up. And then you're the 4th person in the room. You're watching people are sitting down, beep, stand up. And then the person would go, whoever would like just start joining in without asking any questions, would start joining in on this behavior. He would keep them. If you didn't do it, he would get rid of you. So then he filtered these people who are just naturally obedient to like whatever was going on and put them in this setting where he'd be like, you know, we're going to get back to you, blah, 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 blah. And then he contacted them through like another way saying like, you know, he found out what kind of business they were in and said like, hey, like we're going to use you guys or, you know, whatever. He figured out a way to get them to go to a gala, like a ball. That was supposed to be like a big charity ball.
A what?
A gala. A gala? I don't know what the fuck it's called. So basically, long story short.
They're at the Winter Gala.
Not the gala, dude.
The Winter Gala.
That's how fucking sick I am, dude. I don't know how to say shit like that.
It's a gala.
It's a gala.
It's a winter gala, dude.
They're at a fucking charity gala, dude. And this like the one guy in it thinks he's like going to get hooked up with this like to like boost his screen printing business. So they like set you up like in the kitchen. You're talking to this guy, and they start asking you to do stuff. They're like, "Hey, would you mind getting that?" And they like watch as you like they're taking orders, and they see how far that can go.
Ugh.
So, dude, within this thing, a guy who's supposed to be the donor for the whole charity, he collapses. They're all actors. It's one person and like 60 actors in a simulation. It's fucking nuts, dude.
So mean.
So this guy fucking feigns a heart attack. And they're like, dude, he's fucking dead. Or they're like, go get his medication. While the guy's out, they switch a body. And they had spent like months creating like a lifelike rendering of corpse that's like exact feeling weight of this guy. So they go through this whole night carting around this like fake corpse. And the whole idea is the guy, eventually it's like, can you get someone to push someone off a roof to save yourself from going to jail? And the night gets so crazy through all these little like manipulations and stuff. Dude, then they show like other experiments where like what happened. People are pushing this guy off a roof, and then the guy comes out. He's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa!" Like, it's all a joke, and they're just like, "What?" And it's fucking crazy. But a lot of them were fucking the right. If you get the right conditions, man, people walk in thinking they're doing a business meeting and fucking push somebody off a roof.
Dude, by the end of the night, they're killing someone.
It's so fucking crazy. And they had another one. It was called Miracle. No, not Miracle. Is his other special Sacrifice.
I saw that. They tricked a guy into sacrifice, like a white supremacist.
It was a guy who like hated.
I feel like that had to be fake.
Hated immigrants. Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know if it is. They convinced him that they put a chip in him.
It seemed fake and gay to me.
You have to see it, dude. I don't, because it's so funny.
All these like hidden camera fucking everybody's in on it actor shit, I always feel like is staged.
It could be, dude, but I'm telling you.
I
think it is.
Like, I remember I would watch Scare Tactics. You remember how great that show was?
What was that?
Scare Tactics.
I never saw that. Dude,
one of the funnier shows ever. But what was it? You could tell it was fucking, sometimes it was real fake. They would just have, like, be like, hey, your friends would set you up and be like, I have a night job. I'm like a janitor at this place.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go, and then, like, a fucking werewolf would attack you.
Yeah.
And they would have hidden cameras.
It's actually hilarious.
It was fucking hilarious. I mean, the show was hilarious. Like, there was a camping trip and a Sasquatch came and, like, started killing people.
Yeah.
And then one person is not in on it. Oh my God. What?
I think, again, it could very well. Like, I think it's kind of, especially the way they did the push one. The way they did the push one was like, and he says, like, we're pre-screening for people who, like, we're looking for a very specific type of person. You know what I've been doing that's weird, I realized?
What's that?
I had a meeting yesterday with my supervisor. Dude, I had the most paranoid fantasy of, like, I'm being exploited. This is ridiculous. This whole place is this evil, like, money grub. And, like, you know, which I think things can be done differently. But, dude, this was in my head as fact. And, like, finally yesterday, I had to, like, sit down with her and we had to, like, have a meeting. And I was like, I'm going to tell her everything. And as soon as I sat down in front of her, like, 50% of it just burned away. As like, oh, wait, that was just a paranoid delusion. I have no proof of any of this. And you're like, oh, shit. And then, like, it was just so funny how until you sit down and talk to someone, you can spin up the most, like, insane version of what you think they're up to. Until you sit down and you're like, oh, God, I have nothing to fucking base any of this on other than me being a paranoid freak.
I think I'm getting worse with that.
Dude,
I'm getting so much worse. I feel like when I was younger, I didn't give a fuck. Like, I didn't think about anything like that. And now I'm just like, they're fucking trying to fuck me over. They're against me. Dude. It's like, no one's against me.
Dude, here's the whole thing. It's like, I signed up to that thinking that I'd be able to, like, after, like, you know, I did my thing and get people housing, I'd be able to, like, go visit them, like, once a month and continue, like, work with them and doing stuff. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, here, we'll take over that. And you just keep, you know, doing the paperwork, which I still think there's an element to where, like, I'm giving, like, the shit end of the stick. Like, you know, that's undeniable. But as soon as I was like, yeah, I kind of want to drive. And she's like, oh, well, I just assume people didn't want to put miles on their car. And I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of valid. I was like, that makes sense. Most people probably would worry about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, fuck. I was like, oh, I said so many bad things about you to so many people.
I know.
I was just sitting there like, oh God, I trashed you so fucking hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was weird yesterday. I was like, God, I probably do that like so much with so many different people that if I just don't talk to them for a while, I'm like, what are they up to? I'm like, probably being a fucking asshole and fucking up everything.
Definitely plotting against me. Dude. Like they're even thinking about you.
I know. I was like, this is clearly out. And like,
it's collusion, dude. Everybody's colluding.
But the worst part is so many people think like this. As soon as I bring this up in class, you're like, yeah. And I'm like, yes, I knew I was right. Perfect.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking... I've been reading about all this stuff with like the shadow and projection, and it's like, it's bad, dude. It's most people, once you really start at, a lot of people aren't really psychologically minded to where like they think about how they're thinking. And once you start opening that can of worms, it's like, dude, we're like a fucking bunch of balloons floating around. There's like not much rhyme or reason going on with us. It's fucking scary. It is pretty terrifying, dude.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I started getting real into, like the book I'm reading is basically...
That's funny.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's insane. This book, it's all about like how to like not just ruin your life off like projecting all your weird shit onto other people. And like,
I think that's where I'm at right now.
It's where everyone is, dude, yeah. Until you start thinking about it. And then the, what the fuck was they talking about? You're talking about like projecting your thing onto other people, and also how people just kind of huddle around these weird institutions like Catholic Church, namely other ones too. And
come on,
just,
man.
No, I'm just saying they'll come be on, like,
even, as you huddle around your university, clinging to that
thing,
institution,
same fucking thing, dude. Where they just get into these weird ideals, and it's like no one gets anything really out of it. No one gets anything that serious out of it, for the most part. And you just kind of show up, and it's just like they say it's a idolatry. That's what idolatry is, when it's a false idol. There's no real energy. So I went and saw the author speak with the Spud Man not too long ago.
Oh, nice.
He was pretty sick. And the guy was,
get to Spud Man.
The guy likened it to like a light bulb. He was like, if you just a light bulb itself, if you sat there and were like, thank God for this light bulb, it's the energy inside of the light bulb. And he was saying with religion that energy transfers to other things, and it's all about like finding out where that is for you. You have like your energy center. So if you go against your energy center, when you're younger, you construct a false self to please your like authority figures. And if you never shake that off, you just go towards things that you don't care about your entire life. And that's where like a lot of like depression and anxiety comes from.
Yeah.
And then you get that, and then your doctor's like, here, take these pills and it'll go away. So then you're able to continue your false self and like walk around intoxicated in this life that like you don't really want to be in. So when you get anxiety and depression, that's your body. It's your subconscious being like, dude.
I'm glad I drove here for this. Jesus Christ. Good God. I'm going to be driving back to my shithole family just like.
Yeah, dude, it gets fucking worse, dude. And then the only thing you have, well, this is not the only thing, but what he urges people to do is find your energy centers, which I think I figured out how to find.
Yeah.
So you have to, if you get, again, I'm sorry that all my theories kind of come down to this, but you get really stoned to the point where you're kind of bugging out, and then start doing activities. And whenever you can do.
So I got to get stoned now?
Yes. You got to get shamed.
No.
You know what? You're on the right path. You know what you got to do. I'm saying for someone who feels like they don't know
what
they
like to do. What do I have to do? Oh,
continue your stuff. Yeah, you got to continue your stuff. But that's why I was like, you just sit down and do the things that you like to do. And if you're bugging out while you're stoned, that paranoid feeling goes away because you're in your energy center.
Okay.
But if you get, that's why if you get really high and go to your job, you're just like, oh, fuck. But if you really, really like your job and feel comfortable there, you can be stoned at your job. I'm fucking proof, dude.
I don't know. Because I love stand-up.
True. Fuck. Doing stand-up when you're high is miserable.
And I can't be high.
That's true. Okay. My theory definitely has holes. Sunk my theory.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
No, you partially sunk.
I could get like.
You can find hobbies that way.
Yeah.
Don't get high and find your life's calling.
Well, yeah, because then my life's calling would have to be me being like, totally alone. If I'm getting stoned as fuck.
Could be a hermit.
I don't think I'm a hermit.
I know you're not. Yeah. No, that's a bad theory. I'm glad you shot that down.
All right. I'm sorry. Yeah,
but
that was a quick debunk, dude. That's, took 1 second of critical thought.
Dude, that's how I roll, dude. I'm Alex Mack, dude. I'm a fucking pool of liquid, dude. That's how I am. But that was I'm glad you shot that down. But this guy, who's I guess obviously much more qualified to talk about these things, his whole thing is that like, so you do go into these like false versions of yourself to please other people when you're like. When it starts coming down on you, people have these weird crises where they're like super depressed, super anxious, and they don't know why. And it's usually if they like look at themselves or just live in a life they don't want to live.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is basic enough. But he was saying what you have to go on starting off is like you got to start like being real honest with yourself and really start paying attention to your dreams. Because that's like at the end of the day, you have a mechanism inside of yourself that's trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Through your dreams. which is pretty sick.
Now we're talking dreams?
Yeah, dude. This is a subconscious. This is Jungian stuff.
Dreams are gay,
dude,
bro.
You say that.
My dumb sisters bought fucking dream books when I was a young warthog, dude, and I knew they were gay. I was a young warthog, dude.
Yeah, well, that's
dream books, gay. You're getting into dreams and astrology, dude. That's your realm.
Oh man, no. James Hollis talks about this.
James Hollis is a bitch,
dude. You're fucking
Jimmy
dude.
Hollis.
Jimmy Hollis is the fucking man, dude. So he basically says that's like that new age stuff.
Yeah,
it's snake oil. It's garbage. It just kind of, you know, it's sure. Like only you can decipher your dream. So you'd have to.
Damn.
Dude,
is he Smokey the Bear?
Think about this. This is some real weird shit. But so what I've been trying to figure out about myself is my relationship pattern, right? So it's historically been, I just kind of link up, and this is the weird part.
Talking about with bays?
The bays. I have a subtype that I like get linked into. Where like I've dated, you know, your chick will be attractive. She'll be, you know, as pretty as they come. The fairest chick in all the land,
the
dude.
The fairest in all the land.
And it was just...
Well, usually not fair.
There have been in the past, but I'm talking about
you had some fair ones?
I had some super fair ones, bro.
I didn't know that.
But it would like fall around. How long ago? I mean, college.
Damn.
About a decade ago.
Yeah.
I popped in on team like super light skin a couple times in between dating and stuff.
Not great. They're not really that, yeah.
Yeah. But my thing is... I've gotten a subtype of, like, I don't want to say emotionally crippled women, but, like, high-maintenance babes, dude. And that's been my fucking... That's so far. And it's, like, even with a physical attraction, my body somehow...
Let me throw this at your theory.
Go ahead.
All of them are emotionally crippled.
No, dude.
I haven't dated one that wasn't.
I'm talking, like...
We all are.
No, but I'm talking ones that need high maintenance. Like,
sure.
Super high maintenance. Almost, like... You know, and this isn't like a broad stroke across the board.
Broad stroke.
It's a broad stroke, dude. Yeah. But I'm talking like a perverse need for caregiving that links up with a perverse need for attention and care receiving.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, a lot of times, it's the other way, and the girls are more of the caregivers traditionally.
Yeah.
In a relationship, where they're like, "What's the matter?" And they're like drawn to like these broken fucking warriors, dude.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Instead, my animal
they have
must
to dab with like a wet cloth. While
exactly.
You lay shirtless on the bed.
Yeah. I've somehow inhabited something, warrior. Dude. So last night I have a dream. This is fucked up, dude. This I'm just watching, dude. Actually, it was there's an initial part of it that's not important. The second part was I was sitting there and there was a guy who was just having sex with a quadruple amputee.
Could someone dub this over the Martin Luther King speech? No. Yo, last night I had a fucked up dream. It was the first part. No, it was the second part. People in the back, boo.
So, some guy was having sex with like a quadruple amputee. And just like going to town on it, and there
you
was
love nuggets.
There was three. No, dude.
You've talked nuggets before.
There was three babes in the tall grass, and the one came with a knife and just slid him down the back. And I just sat in the shadows and was like, "Yes, yes, yes." And then I had
what?
It was fucked up, dude. And then it morphed into like me on a Skag, a lawnmower, 61-inch deck, and I was trying to put it on this fucking trailer. It was this Mexican guy.
That's more like what you should be dreaming.
That's
about.
When I went back to that was dude. My dreams go all over the place, and then I go back
you
into
should
this
be dreaming about landscaping.
So I did.
Pretty
my thing here was this is my second. That's the first part of my dream. My second, or that was really.
Wait. So you were landscaping when you witnessed this nugget?
No, I was just in the shadows, and then it was just like
then
you know,
it cut to a different
cut time. Yeah, fade to black, and then I'm on a you know classic 61-inch deck Skag ride behind.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it's
yeah,
like,
you said it twice to make sure to prove that you're an expert on lawnmowers.
Zero turn. So I had so I'm riding that onto a trailer, and I'm like, I knew this trailer belonged
to
a
Mexican. Did you hit the primer on it?
Huh?
Did you hit the primer on it?
You don't gotta ride
it. Did your dad yell at you and make you bag the front?
You don't. You know, there's no bag for the Skag, right. Dude. Skag's too
did
big.
Did you have to fight your dad?
No,
did your dad say, "Get off the couch and cut the lawn"? Goddammit. I said, "I'm going, Dad."
No.
I fucking hate you.
My dad used to inspect. I used to leave a patch behind the sand mound undone every single time, and every I'd be like, maybe he won't notice, and every single time it would be like 6:30 p.m. on summer. I just get out of the shower. I'm like, I'm out of here. And he'd be like, "You didn't do behind the sand mound." I'd be like,
"All right."
So I had to drive the Skag onto a trailer, but the trailer I knew I was like, it was like a single detached home in Philadelphia, like a warehouse setup. And I was like, oh, an old Mexican landscaper lives here. This is in my dream, my my thoughts. I was like, this is his trailer.
This is the ancient lad.
It was the ancient lad, dude. So I was like, I had to park my lawnmower on this guy's trailer because like apparently that was the only place I could park this. But I was like, if he sees it, he might come out and take off and incorporate my lawnmower. And it was like, who else? He would definitely want to use this fucking sick ass skag. So I was like, he might take my. So I like deliberated on a lawnmower on a trailer for like 5 minutes in a dream. Like, if I wake up early enough, I'm like, God, but this guy probably wakes up early as fuck. And I was like, and then the next thing I know, I was upstairs in this house, and I invented like a video game system that was just controllers. So there's just eight controllers, and they project a thing onto a wall, and everyone could just play like an eight person like Royal Rumble Street Fighter. It was pretty fucking sick. And I, you know, so that was the end of it, dude. Pretty fucking wild. Then I woke up like, oh,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
Damn.
But that's what I'm saying, dude. That's communicating stuff to you all the time.
What was that some communicating? Of invent a cool video game?
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Get your lawnmower stolen by the lad?
My unbridled creativity, my weird thing of putting weird stuff on other people that I don't really know. The lad was just a shadow lad, and I was just like, he's going to steal my lawnmower.
Yeah.
That came back to me.
You didn't even know the
my
lad.
Weird thing I haven't figured out yet about my relationships. I'm getting stabbed in the back by all my. I'm the crippled dude. I'm the dude having sex with fucking cripples, bro. I mean, I want to put it that way, but you
you're
know what
the
I'm
one.
Saying?
Oh,
on so some deep, deep level.
So you're
dude.
Saying
on some. Please don't listen to this on service level. Go deep with this, dude.
So you're saying the women you date are nuggets. They're just armless, legless nuggets that you're just plowing
dude,
in the grass.
Here's exactly where I'm going to blow
and
your
then
mind.
Bays come
here's
and stab
where I'm
going to
blow
back.
Your mind. It's not that I'm saying, it's not that they are technically, this is how I'm perceiving them. That's
yeah,
the
I know.
Only control
I know. You're
I have.
Perceiving them as the nuggets.
I'm worried about that I'm a nugget on some level. Like a,
you're worried
a nugget
that you're
lover.
A nugget fucker.
On some level, dude. Like I'm seeing the nugget somewhere in all of my bays, dude, and I'm loving it on some deep, perverse level.
Yeah.
That's now, that's what keeps me up at night.
Who are the
dude.
Bays that stab you in the back? Who are the three wise bays?
They were just fucking mysterious bays. I couldn't put a face to them, dude.
What do you think that it means?
It might have been my fucking, you know, my three split animus. I don't know. I haven't figured it out. I got to read more, dude.
Holy shit. You need to stop reading, dude. You need to just go outside. Just take a walk.
It is sometimes all my, like, new reading ideas come to me at once, and I just go like, oh. And I like, get like fucking, I just start losing my grip, and I'm like, keep it together.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Yeah, it's weirder than you could suppose, dude.
This is one of the first times you've said shit to me where I've been like, all right, maybe slow down. Maybe take a break for a little while. Watch like a Sixers game.
I can't, dude.
Let's just try, dude. You got to unplug.
I was talking to Spud the other day, and he was like, wait. He's like, where's the place you work at? He's like, is it in an office? And I was like, yeah, I'm in an office. He's like, Jesus Christ, dude. He's like, what do you do? And I'm like, I just sit there and chill. He's like, I can't imagine you in there.
No.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I couldn't be in an office.
Yeah, man. I keep a lot of stuff shut away in the office. Although, every now and again, I'll actually, I fucking crushed our finance department the other day because they're always late with checks.
And, nice. You guys go down and give them the business.
Well, no, I was like, what are you guys, going off the Mayan calendar or something? Like, crushing, dude. Because there's no rhyme or reason. Yeah. I mean, I'm like Neeson among the fucking wolves, dude. It's like a sniper coming through. It's not fair, really.